Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imenc.org for Monday, August 31st, 2015. Israeli soldiers attack farmers in Gaza and kidnap civilians during invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers stationed across the border fence opened fire on Monday morning at a number of Palestinian farmers in their lands and at several homes east of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. According to local media, farmers had to leave their lands and try to seek shelter in their homes that also came under Israeli army fire. The soldiers frequently attack Palestinian homes and lands in border areas in the Gaza Strip, in addition to ongoing assaults and violations targeting Gaza fishers and their boats. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Monday at dawn five Palestinian civilians during invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. Soldiers kidnapped three young men in Aida refugee camp north of the West Bank city of Bethlehem and one Palestinian in the old city of occupied East Jerusalem, in addition to one in Tulkarim, local sources reported. Moreover, Israeli soldiers invaded on Monday morning the village of Ramona and Zabuba, west of the northern West Bank city of Jenin, stormed homes and searched them, and handed five Palestinians military warrants for interrogation in the Salem military base near Jenin. Also on Monday, Israeli soldiers invaded Jabaa town northwest of occupied East Jerusalem and demolished 15 sheds and structures belonging to Bedouin families from Al-Arara family. Most of the demolished structures were installed in 1975 and 1976, residents told local media. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, August 31st, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.